You must have learned English very quickly.
Well, we had picked up some of it on day, and then I loved reading. And I started working in the city I'd look at the paper. And then radio came up. And I'd see some of the words. I still remember that word pedestrian. I knew that was somebody who walks. But how do you pronounce that word? Until I heard it over the radio. Then See, and then I often used to say to the people, and they were children too when I worked, that helped a great deal. Often helped them with their schoolwork, get to, you know, listen to them. And they used to always tell them that if I'm saying something wrong, correct me. So that way I picked it up and learned. I had one lady when I worked later on, she was very, very good. She used to call me into the dining room. We would plan the whole menu for the whole day. And she'd explain it to me, what it was and where I'd find the recipes and so on. And said, okay, now go ahead.
So she taught you English cooking?
Yeah, she used to, yeah. She wasn't so very good at the practical work herself, at the cooking, you know, but very good in explaining theory to you. And that helped me an awful lot. Because it was really wonderful. I remember when I had to start making marmalade, that was an absolutely new thing to me. She said, oh, don't worry about it, just follow the recipe and so on. Anything you need, just phone Eaton's and they'll send out. You know, they had two deliveries a day those days. Well, sometimes I got stuck. I remember one time I made a dessert, a jello dessert, and the thing jelled before I had put my fruit in. I thought, well, what now? What now? I was scared stiff. So I phoned one of my friends, she was older, and I asked her, what happens when you jell it? Oh, she said, melt it. Put it on the heat and get it thinned out again. So, well, there's a lot of tricks you have to learn.
What was the hardest part about the work?
Oh, I often used to find that the cleaning was terribly hard. I mean, the general cleaning, and you had to do that. I've had it at one place. I've had a help there for a while. Once a week, somebody at the cleaning room would come in and clean together, you know. But that I found, and the others used to say, well, they'd much sooner scrub floors and do things like that than serve at these fussy dinner parties that I had to serve at, you know. But I prefer that, but you know, you had to be careful about it. They were very fussy how you served and how you looked and everything. And they wear all these special uniforms with these caps on and get all dressed up. I wore morning uniforms and afternoon uniforms.
Yeah, yeah. And the food would have to be perfect at these parties, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'd have to. It has to be perfect, and they watch very carefully how you served. If you ever made a mistake, you heard about it the next day.